Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Spike Lee, feeling pretty good. My chiclets are light, bright, and white.
Oh, there we go.
They are.
It's important today.
That is important. Jackie Baseball, hang in there. It's only day two.
A free agency?
Yes.
Okay. No, I like still it. We got some exciting rumors out there.
Yeah. Holla at your boy, man. Let's go. It's Friday. It is a football Friday.
It is a very special football Friday. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, the Do That Dental Group here in Lansdale, of course.
What?
Do that.
Yeah.
Did you steal that from somewhere?
Of course
or
I
give
did.
You credit?
Yeah, I don't even know where I stole it from. That's the worst part.
So this is their fourth year with the Eagles, supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a big day today. If you're in the area, or even if you're a little far away, you might want to come over. There's a whole big setup outside. There's food from Philly Pretzel Factory in Plymouth Meeting, Harvest in North Wales. So thanks to Sean and Rob there. So there'll be food. There will be drinks. There will be Reed Blankenship will be here. He'll be here with us from 4 to 4:30, but then we'll be taking pictures and signing autographs 4:30 to 6.
Yep. So, and teeth cleanings that you are performing.
Yeah, I'm performing?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
What do you think, Doc? Yeah, can I do it? Can I do it? He says yes.
Awesome.
And they are accepting new patients here. So
yes.
PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com. So
yes,
we will be here all day long, and they've been very nice to us so far, except for one person who said we were annoying, but we will let that one
slide.
She's
a big fan of the show.
Yeah. I will say this. We did this last year at a different office location.
Yes.
And don't be – I would say this – open your mind to being able to come out and have a good time. And it's a dentist's office, but you...
Don't be afraid.
Yes. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
This is a real live party atmosphere,
it's
too.
A party.
Yeah.
It's a party of the dentist.
And as it gets closer to Reed being out here, it gets a little, you know, you get more of the after-work crew.
Yes.
You know, our age, they want to come out here, the people that hang out from 4 to 8.
Your generation.
Yeah, my generation of people. Yes, my generation of people. Yes. And we hang out from 4 to 8. On a Friday.
Bedtime's
8:30. Yes.
What time's supper? 4:30?
And by the way, final thing, it is beautiful outside today.
Oh,
it actually feels like
never going to rain again.
A fall day. I don't think it's rained for 2 months.
I don't think
something.
It's rained in 35 days.
That is crazy.
September 28th, I believe.
Really? My lawn looks terrible. I just want to get that out there. My lawn
I watch
looks terrible.
The news all the time.
Yeah, I forgot. You're a big 11 o'clock news guy.
So we've got a huge show on the radio as well. As usual, since it's Friday, Nick Kostos will join us right around 2:40, give you your picks for the weekend. By the way, I'm confident in my picks for this weekend. I just want to get that out there.
Congratulations.
Elliot will join us at 3. We will unfortunately have our game day forecast with Tornado Shapiro at 3:30. He's just sort of butt his way into the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, are you?
It was in a dome.
Yeah, well, you never know. 50-50. It may rain, it may not. Reed Blankenship joins us at 4, Jaws at 4:30, then the top 5 at 5, and then Brent Celek will join us at 5:30.
Ah, BC.
Yeah, well, Brent Celek's hanging out with Jack tomorrow, so we'll get the info on that.
Why did you say it in that kind of tone?
I said it in
a
total.
We feel bad for Brent.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with Jack tomorrow.
Well, they're coming out to see Brent, and you're just there.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? You know, I don't even get that whole bit. They could have just sent Brent.
I totally agree.
Nobody wants to hear about the baseball career. Yeah.
Oh, I played Division III baseball, yeah. Blah, 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 9 ERA, so yeah. On and so forth. So, all right. So it is – we have Dallas on Sunday, guys.
Yes.
Oh.
In Dallas. And in the last hour, I've become – Eagles are 7.5-point favorite, I think, still. Are you hearing that noise?
I am.
All right, I'm going to take my headphone out so I don't have to hear the noise. There we go.
Yep,
I've become a little nervous about the game. Well, I think we're 7.5-point favorites mm-hmm. over the last hour and a half or so. So, and let me explain why. So the first thing was, by the way, a classic Nick Sirianni moment in that Nick, if you haven't heard, Nick was doing his press conference today and said something to the effect of Jalen's dealing with an ankle, so on and so forth. And everyone just sort of looked at each other because in yesterday's injury report, the reason they said that Jalen didn't play was due to rest.
Right.
And they questioned him and they were like, nah, he was on for rest. And Nick goes, yeah, I guess I was thinking of something else. But since then, Tim McManus has reported that Jalen's been dealing with an ankle for the last 2-3 weeks, something like that. So he's been dealing with it, continues to deal with it, and they nurse it. But here's where I am on it. And I think it's the whole week that we've talked about it coming up to today is where I've gotten here. So we've been talking all week about Saquon's workload and them needing to back a little bit off of Saquon because he's on pace for almost 400 touches.
Yeah.
And the thing that we all assumed is that happens one of two ways. Either it's Kenny Gainwell, which everybody sort of frowns on, or that Jalen throws the ball more. And here we are with Jalen with an ankle thing, which to me would mean that at some point possibly that limits his mobility, because one of the big advantages of Jalen, especially since the bye week, is that he's been running more efficiently, those things. So we start thinking about Jalen. I start thinking about Jalen throwing the ball more, the combination of the ankle and, you know, backing off of Saquon a little bit. And this is not just my fear with this game, is that with my fear with Jalen overall, is that everything is going well now, but there will be games where Jalen is going to have to air it out a little bit. And quite honestly, he's done a good job the last four games of not putting the ball in harm's way, I guess except for the last game a little bit. He didn't have a turnover, but he did throw a couple of passes like that. And to be honest with you, I don't really trust him throwing the ball a lot, whether he has the full complement of receivers or not. You know, Goddard will be back. It looks like AJ will play. Devontae has had a little hamstring thing this week.
We'll be at full strength.
We'll be at full strength. And if I'm being honest, I don't feel good about him throwing the ball more. I feel good with him in this particular role, but my worry with him, not just in this game, but moving forward, is that you're not always going to be able to play football the way they're playing it right now. There will be a game where they're down 14 to nothing, right? Or there'll be a game where they're playing a high-powered offense that is scoring a lot of points. And this way will not work every week, and I don't trust Jalen Hurts throwing the ball more.
Well, here's the thing. Knuckle up, buttercup.
Oh, God.
Yeah, stop being soft.
It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be one of those days.
Okay, that's okay.
Let's go ahead and start it right from the beginning.
That's okay, that's okay. That's
yeah, because I don't want to hear this fear factor nonsense.
Okay.
Listen, Jalen, if it's required of him to throw the ball a little bit more because he's not as mobile, then here's where I'm at. I'm not about to lower my expectation. He's shown me over the last 4 weeks that I can start to put my trust back into him throwing the football. I know he had a couple plays last week that could have went the other way. I understand that. That's going to happen in the game. But I don't see careless and reckless play from him. So I'm okay with that. You know, if the defense makes a great play and they happen to get an interception or what have you, hats off to them. Give them credit. I'm more critical and more concerned when he's not playing smart football. He's not playing heady football. He's trying to do too much as opposed to allowing the game to come to him. So I think he's shown over the last 4 weeks that when he has to throw the ball, he's been able to play within the framework of the offense, go through his progressions. He's not leaving the pocket early. So I feel more confident about him throwing the ball. Now, does that mean I want him to come out and throw the ball 35 to 40 times? No, that's not what I'm saying. And hopefully that's not the case Sunday. And see, I'm one of these people that I'm giving Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys a little bit more of a puncher's chance than it seems like a lot of people are. And that's not me trying to do any type of reverse psychology or hedging or any of that.
No, they've won games with him.
They've won games with him. And they're playing at home. And we haven't won down there in 7 years. So these are all things that if you're not playing your best football, you can find yourself in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter on the road in Dallas against the backup quarterback. And now you're in a dogfight. So I'm trying to avoid that. And so with that, I'll say you come out with the same formula for success that you've shown over the last 4 weeks. But if Jalen has to throw the ball, which he may have to on the road, we got everybody back this week. We got Dallas. In Dallas, Goddard.
Yeah, he should have to change his name this week.
We got Devontae. You got AJ, who seems to be pretty good. And, of course, we got Saquon Barkley. I'm good. I'm good.
He has to throw the ball, air it out a little bit. You feel all right about it.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, and again, I'm with you. I'm not talking about throwing it 40 times, but he's never going to be that guy. And the last thing I'd say about the concern, it's really not, though the turnovers are part of it, and the turnovers would be huge.
That was the biggest thing for me.
Yes.
Was the turnovers.
And it's almost like the way that he has played recently is a lot to me part of the way that they've been playing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he's been better in part because he has to do less. And to me, it's less about the turnovers and more about leaving plays out there. That's the way that I see it. It's less about, and the turnovers are a concern, of course. It's less about that and more about, hey, is there a play there to be made? And if there's a play there to be made, is he going to make it? And are they going to score points on that play? Or are we going to leave those plays out on the field? Because that's almost when those turnovers, then you end up in a 3rd and 8 and he's holding the ball and that sort of stuff. It's the plays almost earlier in downs that make me a little bit more worried than the 3rd and long and the those sorts of things where we get into trouble. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about if Jalen Hurts has to throw the ball more in this game and moving forward? Jack, how are you? Well, I guess I know how you feel about it.
Well, it makes me actually more worried about who he is as a player, because part of what Jalen, why he's looked so good the last couple weeks, I think has to do with him being able to run the ball again and sure. being more active from that. So if he's limited in that capacity, yeah, then I'm terrified of him throwing the ball more. I don't want that. And it does make me start thinking about his future. I mean, is this something we're going to have to deal with every single year?
Him getting hurt.
Hurt. Him getting banged up. And
yeah, welcome to football.
Yeah, but if he's never going to be the passer out of the pocket, then this is something we're going to have to deal with every single year.
I don't know. He plays football. Guys get banged up.
Well,
you can play through injuries, and, every injury isn't the same, right? Mahomes rolled his ankle Monday night. Stuff happens. Like, stuff happens in games. Can you play through injuries? Is there something that's stopping you from being effective as a player? I'll say this. If he's been dealing with an ankle injury for several weeks, it hasn't stopped them from calling running plays with him.
We haven't noticed.
Yeah.
To his credit, we have not noticed. We have not noticed.
So I don't know how severe it is. Maybe Howard is maybe Howard's on to something.
Easy.
Maybe
he's not on to squat.
Yeah. By the way, we'll get to that.
By the way, apparently it was Tribe Called Quest. They came up with the Doodat thing.
Oh, sure it is. Yes, it is Tribe Called Quest. Yeah.
So tip of my tongue.
Q-tip and Fife. Listen, don't disrespect Tribe.
No, don't. Yeah.
I didn't disrespect. I have no idea about their music.
Okay.
That's the joke.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Well, you would know Scenario, right?
No.
Here we go, yo. Here we go,
nothing,
yo.
Man. Are you kidding me?
I know that song.
What's a Scenario? You know that song, right?
I know that song.
All right.
Those are my guys.
Oh, all right.
And don't ask me about Wu-Tang. I have no idea.
Why would I ask you about Wu-Tang?
Well, I feel like Wu-Tang and Tribe Called Quest are
similar.
The 90s rap group?
It's from the same era.
From New York, from both 90s, yes.
So you're getting so offended.
Well, they don't sound at all like
they don't care
like
how
us.
They sound.
Okay. Well, right. You didn't have any idea. So I don't want to lose this either. It is Dallas week.
Oh.
And we have Dallas. We have Cowboys Eagles on Sunday. So we will do a next question today. There is no prize aside from being a Foxhole guy. And we want you to tell this story. You know, we want you to use your emotion when you're telling us this. So for
next crying.
Yeah. For next question today, we just want to know what your favorite Eagles Cowboys moment is. That's it. So are you confident with Jalen throwing the ball more, A? And then next question will be, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment? 215-592-9494. Jack, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment?
Well, you know me. This is a really meaningful week for me. And I would say in my entire life,
he's the worst,
of just so much memories between these two.
Yep.
The one that really jumps out, and I know it's not going to be a vintage one, but for me it was personal, is when Sam Bradford threw the walk-off to Jordan Matthews in Dallas. I was in college. Me and my friend immediately hit the bar, and it was a party at the bar.
Well, but so I'm going to give you credit there.
Was that a Monday night game?
It was a Sunday night game.
And the reason I'm going to give you credit is that is not an all-time Cowboys moment.
Not even close.
But it meant something to you.
Yes.
And that is what this, you know, everyone would, if everyone talked about the most famous 10, I think everyone would have the same 10. But it's more about the moment for you. Ike, you have a favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment?
I got a couple.
Yeah?
I got a couple. I was going to go with the... the pickle juice game. Everybody expects you to go with the pickle juice game.
Pickle juice game's a good one.
It is a good one. But here's one I'll go with. And it's not even a memorable game, but it has several different things in there.
Sure.
That are memorable. But what sticks out to me is being a part of a win, the first win, for a coach who could go down with the most wins in the history of the game.
One Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
And what was the setup for this?
His first win came against the Dallas Cowboys.
And was Doug the quarterback?
Yep, Doug Peterson was the quarterback. 1999, 14-10. We were trailing, and I believe Charles Johnson scored the go-ahead touchdown in that game. To lead us to victory, and I think we won 14-10. Like I said, that was it's Coach Reed's first game. I still have the game ball because every player got a game ball for that game.
Oh,
so I still have the game ball.
There you go, Coach.
What is that?
Coach giving everybody a game ball.
Gave everybody game balls. First
man. Yeah, come on. They say Andy Reid doesn't have a heart. Look at that. Come on.
Yeah, so
there's enough game balls to go around? I mean, that's almost
that's a lot of game balls.
That's a lot of game balls.
They have them ready at the end of the game, or no, did you get okay.
No, that's one of those things. It's in your locker by Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in your locker
start
by Wednesday.
Start passing it out after the game.
Yeah, you didn't pass them yet. I'm sorry. You have to be clarified. You didn't pass out 53 game balls at the end of the game.
That would have taken a while.
Yes.
So mine is, people know this game, but I remember it very specifically because of where I was. I was working for WYSP, the late, great WYSP at the time, and it was 2008. And it was the final day of the regular season. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles were playing the Cowboys at 4:00. And everybody remembers this because the Eagles weren't, it wasn't likely that they were even going to have a chance to even make the playoffs. Of course, they ended up in the NFC Championship game that year. But three things had to happen for the Eagles to have a chance to make the playoffs. The first thing that had to happen is the Bears had to lose to to Houston. The Vikings had to beat the Giants. And what I remember is the Bucks had to lose to the Raiders. And the Raiders stunk that year. I think Jamarcus Russell was a quarterback that year. And everyone was watching that game. No, there was nobody in the lower bowl. There was no one in the stadium at all.
Yeah, it was pregame. I was doing the pregame. And I remember that.
And I remember sitting with the YSP people watching it. And as soon as the Raiders won, everyone filled in, like the stadium inside filled in as quick as you've ever filled it. And I just knew it was one of those moments where you knew the Cowboys had no chance. You just knew. And it was 3-3. And I think the Eagles scored first, and then the Cowboys kicked a field goal. And it was
because the Cowboys needed to get in too, right?
It was win or go home for both teams.
For both teams. Yeah.
And 44-6, you just saw. And I remember Dawkins that day. I just remember Dawkins coming out onto the field with the sort of energy that you remember Brian Dawkins having all the time.
We also thought that could have been his last. It was his last home game.
His last home game is.
It was his last home game, and we thought at that time it could be his last home game.
Yeah, because we had to go on the road for all those.
You're going to be on the road for every playoff game.
Yep. So there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball more on Sunday and moving forward? And for next question today, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory? Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, man, you know Yoshi going to be on you. You ain't no Tribe Called Quest. You already know he going to come in with the call. Come on, Ike.
Well, he was the one that texted me, to be fair.
Oh, Yoshi.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure.
He was like, Lord, Ike ain't never beaten the allegations, man.
It's all good. Hey, listen, Unc been hitting the head a lot, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Been hitting the head a lot.
Well, also, Corey, and this is important because everyone here at Dudat was thinking like, well, maybe we have to give Ike credit for that if we steal it.
No, but I knew Ike does not get credit.
Yeah, don't do that, y'all. Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, but so – y'all already know. I don't even need to get into the old Jalen Hurts thing. I'm not worried about him having to throw the ball more. Like, the thing with the whole ankle injury is, like, Jalen Hurts, like what Jack was saying, like, oh, we got to worry about him for the future. Like, he's been our quarterback for four seasons, and he only missed three games. Like, I'm not worried about, like, him missing games. Like, if you look at Lamar Jackson last night, he was on the injury report all week with a knee. Did he look hurt? No. So it's like –
Can I make a different comparison though, Corey, than Lamar? Because I think Lamar is sort of one of one from an athletic standpoint. Doesn't mean you can't play through injuries or anything like that. But the thing that makes me think of is Cam Newton, and because what happened with Cam, it wasn't like an injury stopped him, but it was he wasn't a great passer, right? And it was all of these little things, just slowed him down, and I guess what I worry is that he didn't have like a typical quarterback has the okay, I can't move around as much, but I'm just going to stay in the pocket and pick him apart anyway. And Cam didn't have that, and I worry that Jalen doesn't have that. So it's less about worrying about the injury and more about if his athleticism is dinged enough, just overall that he doesn't have that.
But I don't think that they said rest on the thing on the injury report, but it's like it ain't like he wearing no ankle brace or he like missing 3 or 4 days of practice. Like they just said it was rest. Like I honestly feel like, I mean, I play football.
Ike knows. Ike knows what I'm talking about.
You deal with injuries throughout the season. So I mean, I get it, like, you know, it's gonna raise caution. I'm not worried. So let me get to the game on Sunday. I just want us to beat the Cowboys. Like I said, I'm kind of getting nervous because the Cooper Rush thing. Like everyone's thinking it's about to be a blowout. I'm the one that started the funeral coming on Sunday, but we still got to show up to play. Like they ain't going to just like lay over and die. Like you know, Micah Parsons, he talked more than he played. But all of a sudden, he's been out all these weeks. Now, all of a sudden, he want to play versus the Eagles. Because, you know, it's a wide.
Well, he's got a big podcast to do on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah.
He want to talk about it. So it's like, I just want to go out here, put these boys in a coffin, you know, send them on their way, and then we move on to the next game. I'm happy everybody healthy. Birds on Sunday, big win. Let's get the W in Dallas. We ain't winning Cincinnati in a long time. We ain't winning New Orleans in a long time. It's the season of trends, baby. Let's get this done.
Corey, I like that.
Corey, you have a favorite. Yeah, you have a favorite Cowboys Eagles memory.
You okay. Stole mine, Spike.
Sorry.
All right, real quick. Hey, my man Bros needs more time on his hockey talk.
Oh, here we go.
All right,
here we go.
I see this alliance.
Stick to the Blue Jackets.
Hey, cut back on some of that. Cut back on that top 5 and 5. He don't need 30 minutes.
Oh,
my favorite
whose side are you on?
Well, you got a point there, Corey.
The top 5 and 5 is 8 minutes tops.
It is not.
Unless we're cooking.
At least 15 minutes. Yeah.
It's the highest rated segment in the history of WIP.
But my favorite moment is the Thanksgiving game. When Shady went crazy, and then he threw He threw up the Dez X, and then he hit the home run, started Shady bouncing. It was on Thanksgiving too. Oh my god, that was a good day, man. That was a good day.
Yeah,
I was
being shocked that
funeral. Wear your black.
Oh, wearing black Sunday?
Yeah. Well, no, he keeps talking about funeral. That. Yeah.
The Cowboys were blue that game.
Oh, did they?
Reason. I don't know why they did that.
Were they home?
Yeah, they were home.
What? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next, first of all, you know, in 20 minutes, we'll have Kostos, who, if you're making bets this weekend, you're going to want to listen to Kostos. Kostos has been cooking for us a little bit lately.
He has.
He's been cooking. And also, a very, very sad moment for Howard, as I think he may have hurt himself again in the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings. So we have some audio. I don't want to oversell this. Jack, is it fair to call the audio shocking?
Always shocking.
Okay. The audio.
You're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah, the audio is shocking. So that's next. We want to know, are you confident with Jalen throwing the ball more, and your favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory, 215-592-9494. We are at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends at the Dudat Dental Group. It is a party. I know it sounds like you're at a dentist's office. That's not a party. It is a party. I see them setting it up outside. There's food from Philly Pretzel Factory in Plymouth Meeting, from Harvest in North Wales. There's going to be food, drinks. Reed Blankenship will be here at 4 o'clock. So come out and join us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go. Little tribe. This is... This is a war tour, right? Yep. That's what this song is, right?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all out there for real in these streets, man. Slow down on your unk, man. For real, man.
You're getting older. Yeah, got hit in the head a bunch.
Listen, they pressing me out there, man. Yep. They pressing me out there.
Pushed into a corner.
Yeah. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Dudat Dental Group. It's in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Bunch of food out there. They have real drinks out there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some of my people out there.
Yeah. I saw the surfside come in.
Yes,
so thanks to Max Neighborhood Beverage and Maple Glen for the drinks as well. Are you worried about Jalen having to throw the ball more and your favorite Eagles Cowboys memory? 215-592-9494. George in Maryland. George, you're on WIP.
My main man. Hey, take this, man.
Yes,
you're
sir.
The king of low lying fruit, my man. Like,
it really is.
There it is again. Yes, sir.
You know, you just find something about Jalen. You know what I mean? It's not even true. And he's a way better passer than Cam Newton. He's a better passer than Lamar. He's not a better runner.
You know what I mean?
Okay, all right, couple things.
But that's just facts, though.
One fact and one not fact. So the fact is he is a better passer than Cam Newton. I agree with you there. Now, I don't think he's nearly as powerful a runner as Cam Newton,
but
he's a better passer. As far as he isn't better than Lamar Jackson at anything. And that's not we're talking about a
guy. I don't know if that's true anymore.
I used to say that. I used to be with you on that.
George.
George, I used to be with you on that. Not this year. I can't look at what Lamar is doing and doubt his throwing ability anymore.
By the way, there's no shame in being worse than
a guy
Lamar
who's on
Jackson.
His way to being a three-time MVP.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So Ike, can he throw the football, Ike?
Yes, without a question.
I'm tired of this guy keep downing this guy, and he could do these things. I'm tired of this dude, man. This dude just killed Jalen over nothing.
Well, do you think Jalen is in quarterback? Well, how good do you think Jalen is?
Right now, he's about 10-12 right now.
Okay, well, that's where we all are.
That's not bad.
I'm a little closer to 15, but
not right there.
What's that?
My man's not right there.
He's saying you're
wrong. I think he's but here's the thing. We're talking about degrees here, right? I think he's closer to 15. But if you think he's 10 to 12, means you can think he's 12. We don't really disagree that much. We don't. We're talking about this guy or that guy. My concern is that when a quarterback who is primarily a passing quarterback has an ankle thing. It is far less detrimental because he can sit in the pocket and throw the ball. I don't think that's what Jalen is. So that's what I'm not trying to make him sound worse than he is. That is clear. Look,
well, you're definitely doing that.
Well, how about this?
If they were super confident about
Jalen throwing the football, they wouldn't be running the football more than any team in the NFL, especially on early downs. So, look, every quarterback's better at some things than others. Yeah. You could say a quarterback that is immobile, if you're going to talk about Kirk Cousins and going to talk about a team that has a great pass rush, your concern could be, I don't think Kirk Cousins can get out of the way. You could say that. I don't have that concern with Jalen Hurts. The concern I have, though, with Jalen Hurts is that I just don't think he's a good enough passer. And when it comes down to it, the NFL, and by the way, this has been Lamar Jackson's issue, is that when you are in the playoffs – and they are committed to making sure that you can't run, you have to throw the football. And that's been the problem with Lamar. So, so that's my worry about Jalen. I'm truly not trying to make it sound like he's useless or, you know, the worst quarterback in the league. But I'm just talking about throwing the football. I'm not super confident with him throwing the football more than he's throwing the football right now.
Every game has to be an indictment on Jalen Hurts. Why?
It's not every game. We barely talked about him this week. We've talked about Saquon most of
the
time. I'll tell you why, George.
Man.
No, you're making everything into a hater thing. This isn't a hater thing. We heard What I'm looking at is watching him play, and that is my assessment of how he plays. I don't have any problem with him personally. I don't have any. So that's my assessment of how he plays. And an hour ago, or an hour and a half ago, we heard he's dealing with an ankle thing. So we're talking about the game on Sunday and talking. And by the way, in addition to that, we've been talking all week about Saquon taking touches away from Saquon. So. And the reason that they're in this position, why he is touching the ball so much, is because the quarterback's not a great thrower.
You keep saying that.
He's not.
When I watch him throw the football, sometimes he's a very good thrower. I don't know what you see.
Congratulations.
And I see what I see. Because I would never agree with you. Your assessment on Joel Embiid.
Okay, what I didn't do to you, George, is say the only reason you think he's good at it is because you have blind faith in him. So that I can have my opinion about him and his skill set without being a hater. And if you think he's the 12th best quarterback in the league, and I think he's the 15th, we're not really that far away. So I don't understand why you're so mad at me because I don't think he's a great thrower.
The same thing with Joel Embiid. You demonize Maxey because Joel Embiid can't get.
There we go. How do I demonize Maxey? What did I ever say about Maxey that demonizes him?
I said you could put Kyle Lowry in, and with Joel Embiid, they win points. The Sixers
it's just a fact.
Got a Joel Embiid problem. He can't stay on the court.
No, I'm not demonizing. How many players do you think in the NBA are better than Tyrese Maxey?
You paired Maxey with Lowry. You did it yesterday.
No, what I said was, George, I'm gonna put you on hold so you can listen to this because you're not letting me talk. Okay, we'll move on from George. Well, I don't know how to move on from here. There we go. I'll put him on and then I'll take him off.
He'll still be listening.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Here is my point on Maxey was not that he's not a good player. He's a very good player. He might be a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. But there are a lot of Hall of Famers that can't be the best player on a team and to win a championship. I mean, there are. Mitch Richmond's a Hall of Famer. He wouldn't be the best player on a championship team. So my point is that the Sixers would win more games replacing Maxey with Kyle Lowry than replacing Embiid with Andre Drummond, because Joel Embiid can carry a team to victory and that team can be a good team. Tyrese Maxey can't. That's okay. He's still a good player. Neither can Paul George, by the way, at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really good players that can't carry a team. Hell, Devin Booker is a great player. Is not carrying a team, which is why they went and got Kevin Durant, a player better than him. The guy that's on his team. There was a time where we thought Bradley Beal was probably the 15th or 16th best player in the league, and they tried to build a team around him. And what happened? You know,
it's rare. Yeah, I mean, it's a rare few that have that ability.
Yes,
that you can build around them and you can lead. They can lead you to a championship. And quite frankly, it has a lot to do with obviously your skill, but your size and all of that. You can be 6 feet. You can be 7 feet. Some guys don't have it. Like, and you know what I mean. There are some guys who don't have that ability to do that. I don't think it's an indictment on Maxey as to who he is, because he's not a guy you believe you can build a team around to go win a championship with.
And by the way,
he's just not as good as he is. More of a complimentary player to a guy that could do that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and Joel, to win a championship, needs a player on the perimeter like Maxey.
Yes.
You can't. He's not. They're not winning a championship with Kyle Lowry.
Shaq
instead
needed Kobe
of,
and Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Wilt needed Jerry West to win when he won.
Yes, Kareem.
You know, Kareem needed Magic.
Yes, and
Oscar.
Worthy.
And Oscar.
And James Worthy.
And James Worthy.
You know, that's fine. It's fine. But what I'm saying is my only
LeBron point, needed everybody.
Yes, multiple times. And Kyrie specifically.
Yeah.
Kyrie's a good example. You can't build a team around Kyrie,
as great as Kyrie
to win a championship.
Is, yeah. No, you're right.
That's all.
That's a great example.
I love Maxey. I'm so
Tyrese
glad.
Is not Kyrie.
No. And you couldn't build one around Kyrie.
You couldn't build one around Kyrie.
And them being the other guy, I think, is great for them, because it lets them sort of one of the other things with both Kyrie and Maxey is that they're not great at creating for other players. I think Kyrie's probably a little bit better than Maxey.
Yes,
but still not good enough
still
to be the
good
primary
enough.
Player.
Yeah,
that's it.
Nope.
215-592-9494. Q in Center City.
Hey,
you're on WIP. What's up, Q?
No more.
What? Oh, you're talking to somebody.
Weird. Like, you don't do that.
I wonder if the caller on the line was given a warning that he might be coming up from our producer.
Poor Buzz.
It's nonstop. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com.
Do you think the callers let down Buzz, or do you think that
Buzz let down
the callers?
It's Buzz. Never happens at the studio.
No,
never
man,
happens.
It's the callers, man.
Nah,
they
it's
let Buzz down.
No.
Buzz is trying.
The Twitter question: are you nervous about the game Sunday with the Cowboys? After learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury, what do you think?
No.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
80%.
76. Very close. Very.
No, we're gonna kill him.
All right. We'll get to Nick Kostos right after we talk to Q in Center City. Q, you're on WIP.
That was my bad. Buzz.
No, it's Buzz's bad.
It's always Buzz's fault.
Yeah, it's Buzz. It's Buzz.
Now, this is the thing. Spike, I got to back you up on this. I'm telling you, man, it's not hate. It's not hate. I think the Eagles overall can win Sunday, but the way you preface the question, yeah, you got to be a little concerned, especially if AJ 50-50. That's a security blanket. The guy cannot make all the throws. Consistently.
Who said AJ was 50-50?
Genius.
Oh, did he?
Well, he did.
Well, he said that earlier in the week, yes.
I mean, Jack, did we talk about AJ being 50-50 and not
yes.
playing 50? Okay,
yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, AJ AJ is 100% healthy and ready to go.
Okay, yeah, come on. AJ doesn't play when it's 50-50.
Hey, I just listen and, you know, listen. Yeah.
Don't
thing,
listen
though.
To Jack and Howard.
Yeah.
It's the highest rated 6 o'clock show in the country.
King, what are you talking about? Come on now.
Well, you can listen to them. Just don't believe what they say.
Okay, maybe you can, it's the worm, right? Maybe it's the worm.
Yeah, yeah. You can listen to them, just don't hear them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right. But this is the thing, though. This is the thing with Jalen, man. He's like, he needs his legs. I think he had some urgency the last couple weeks because those runs, it just seems like the urgency, he feels it. I think his best asset is his intangibles. They say average people who are successful is only by laser focus. I think he got that piece. I think Jalen can lock in. But from a talent of throwing the football, he can. And they say better than Cam Newton. I don't know. I'm not going to go that far. But I think
his arm is not as strong as Cam Newton's. It's just more accurate than Cam.
Definitely more accurate thrower. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. I don't think he's ready to feel better. I think Jalen sometimes he goes one way where he feels comfortable, where he got the confidence at, and sometimes things could be open, but if he don't have the confidence to make that throw, he's going to hold the ball a little bit. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, Jalen, he's about the 12th, 15th best quarterback in the league right now, and he's playing really, really well.
Top 10. Top 10, Q. Top 10. Stop it. Top 10.
He got all the support.
Yeah, he should. Yes, yes, yes. Tell me the quarterback who doesn't.
That quarterback last night that lost. He don't got all the support. It's a lot of them that don't have all the support.
Well, who the hell was he throwing to last night? Nelson Aguilar or Jalen Reagor?
Huh? I'm talking about the team that lost, the Bengals.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay, you mean overall, like a defense and everything else.
About everything that makes the quarterback look good.
It's okay. Hold on. Why does our quarterback get penalized for having an organization as competent that could put talent around him to support him to get the best out of him? Why do we penalize our quarterback for that?
Well, Ike, it's twofold. When you have this level of support, when you got this talent,
you
got
to win with it, right? You got to win with it.
Not just win. No. Ike, listen. Not just win. When you got a Lamborghini, you're expected to drive it.
Lamborghini?
Yes. When you got a fast car, a really good fast car, the driver, which is Jalen, is expected to drive it fast, to see it perform. That's why you buy that kind of car. The owner don't give you all those supports and all those things for your fans to be down.
I don't know what to say to this, man. I don't know what to, because now you're talking about style points. Because here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you. As long as the Lamborghini looks good and I don't crash it, whether I'm driving it 55, 65, or 75, baby, I look good getting to my destination. And as long as I get to my destination, I'm a winner. Understand that. What you're saying is you want to win by 20 and 30 points every week.
No, yes, it is.
That is what you're saying. You're saying style points.
What I'm saying is we're going to keep it on the Lamborghini thing, you don't get that kind of, you don't put these kind of guys around.
Well, first of all, you brought the Lamborghini analogy me. I just adjusted to it.
My point is you don't put these supports in for you not to perform really well and look good.
6-2 right now. 6-2, Q.
Best.
Look like right now we look like at least, at worst, the second best team in the NFC. Come on. Second best team.
No doubt.
Who else would you put in front of us?
Well, I think they're. I appreciate the call, too. We gotta get to Nick. Yeah, we gotta get to Costos.
You wanna go Washington?
No, I'm.
We're gonna take care of them Thursday night. Who else you wanna go with?
We'll see. I can throw your teams out. Well, let's go.
We're gonna go to Costos. Right. Yeah, ask him.
All right. Nick Costos joins us. Nick is a host of You Better You Bet. You can listen to that anywhere. You get it in the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. He is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Costos, how we feeling?
Man, you Eagles fans are brain dead, man. The guy's name was Q that was just on.
Yes.
That entertaining call, knowledgeable, knows what he's talking about. Just like, What are you guys smoking? You guys all think Jalen sucks? He's awesome. Like, he's real.
Oh,
12
relax.
To 50.
You've been watching Daniel Jones too long.
Yeah, you
Stop
watch
it.
Bad quarterback.
No.
Yeah.
I honestly think that you guys are spoiled brats. That's what I think. I think Eagles fans
We're coming
are
from
absolute,
the Yankee fan.
No,
hold up.
I'm a spoiled brat. Can you admit it?
No, you last week called Aaron Judge a loser.
He is. I'm a spoiled brat. I admit it. I'm a spoiled brat Yankee fan. Now, can Eagles fans that say Jalen Hurts is the 15th best quarterback in the league, can you admit that you're spoiled also?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm with you, Costos.
Of course you are.
You'd
right,
rather have
right.
me playing quarterback than Daniel Jones. That's the problem.
Like, Daniel Jones has nothing to do with, like my quarterback sucking has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts not like being better than the 15th best quarterback in the league. It's preposterous. It's ludicrous.
Whatever.
Daniel Jones would have the same stats in this team. Stop.
Okay, I'm not even. Jack's verbal trolling
just ignore
is very good.
Him. Yeah,
I will not
him.
Feed the troll.
Yes, ignore him.
All right, Nick. We're going to Dallas.
Spoiled,
Eagles still seven
Spike.
And a half. Yeah. We got 7.5. Is that where the line still is? 7.5?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. What do you like in that one?
I like Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, there we go. There listen, we go. Okay.
Price, oh, but the 15th best quarterback can't be Cooper Rush? Come on, Costos.
Well, I think the Eagles will win the game. But at price, if the number is going to be more than 7, it's not one of my favorite bets of the week. I have a small bet on Dallas. Has to be more than a touchdown if you like Dallas. And honestly, like if for the Eagles fans out there, you're all spoiled. But also, for the Eagles fans out there, if you want to bet on your team, like wait. Like don't make this bet now. I think this is going to come off 7.5 and go down to 7. You'll get a better number to bet the Eagles. Look, Cooper Rush has been pretty good when he's coming for Dak over the course of Rush's career as the backup quarterback. He's 5-1. Micah Parsons is expected back. CeeDee Lamb is going to play. This is kind of like kitchen sink game for the Cowboys, and I do think the game goes one of two ways. I think the Cowboys can keep the game very close, probably lose, or I think the Eagles just absolutely smoke them, and this is dead coach walking spot for Mike McCarthy, and the team basically quits on McCarthy now with Dak probably going on IR. I'll have, again, a small bet that the Cowboys can keep it close. I'll bet Dallas plus 7.5 on Sunday.
All right, and give us three good ones, your three best ones, Costos.
Okay, the three best ones for this weekend. I like the Jets a lot on Sunday on the road in Arizona.
Oh, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
You're doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah. Why do you like the Jets there? Because I have the other side.
Yeah, I think they should actually be a bigger favorite than this. It's just like,
really?
You know, like last week. Well, if the Bears had had all their guys play last week on defense, the Bears without like three or four of their best players on defense, and they were all questionable and none of them played, and Arizona got bet out to being like a 2.5-point home favorite. If they had all played, I think the Bears would have closed like a 1-point favorite in the game. So now the Jets are like a 1-point road favorite at Arizona. I don't care what the one loss record says. Like the Jets are better than the Bears. The Jets should be a bigger favorite than this.
Okay.
And I think Garrett Wilson, and yeah, listen, like that's pretty, it's sound locked. It doesn't mean the bet's going to win, but
sure.
I do think the point spread's a little incorrect. So I'll bet the Jets. I think the Jets win by 3 or more on the road in Arizona. Elsewhere, let's go to, I do like the Giants, but I don't know if I can really give that out in good conscience. Lions on Sunday night in Houston against the Texans. If we get word that Nico Collins and Will Anderson are not playing, I don't think either guy is going to play. Nico Collins or Will Anderson, this point spread is going to go up. I'm going to like Detroit in the game, and I'll even lay a pretty rich price of 3.5 to do it, assuming no Nico Collins or Will Anderson. And then let's take a home underdog. How about the Indianapolis Colts plus 4 against the Buffalo Bills? I think that the Bills' defense stylistically much different from Minnesota's. What we saw last Sunday night, Joe Flacco not finding success. I will take Flacco and the Colts to keep it close at home against Josh Allen and the Bills.
I think Colts are 7-1 against the spread this year or something like that. 6-2, 7-1. So
I think they've been pretty good. They didn't cover on Sunday. That would
okay.
be one. And then yeah, Steichen was good against the spread last year too.
All right, and you are prop king, so give us a prop or two you love.
I'll give you two. Let's okay. go to the Niners-Bucks game, where Tampa just gets annihilated by opposing tight ends. And just think a couple primetime games that we've seen recently. Mark Andrews, Ravens-Bucks, and then Travis Kelce this past Monday night. Here's George Kittle coming off the bye. I think Kittle's receiving yards prop is probably about 10 yards too low. I'm looking at it right now, and it is 59.5. Like, no way. I think he clears 70. George Kittle, over 59.5 receiving yards. And then if we go to the Chargers-Titans game in Los Angeles, where Quentin Johnston, who we all thought was a first-round bust after last year at the wide receiver position, seems to have kind of found it here in year one with the Jim Harbaugh-Greg Roman offense. His receiving yards prop is 38.5. I think that's like 15 yards off. I like the over on Quentin Johnston as well this Sunday.
Real quick on Kittle, you don't think the McCaffrey coming back hurts that number at all?
I like... So it's a great question. I think that because of the matchup specific, like tight ends versus the Bucs has been. And look, like the bet doesn't have to win, obviously. I always want to offer that caveat. But like that specific matchup, Kelce had 100 yards last week. Like this is, I think the Bucs are allowing like the second or third most like points, fantasy points, yards, whatever, to opposing tight ends. This sets up well for a big game for George Kittle. I'll be betting that he goes over it. Nothing's a lock, but I think Kittle will go over on Sunday.
All right, Costos. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Wishing everyone the most, the best, the absolute very best. Like, listen, like all you Eagles fans, just like be happy.
Shut up.
Shut up. Be happy. No, you shut up. Be happy that your quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
Sweat, shut up.
Right, you watch Daniel Jones, okay? Now I'll bring him up.
All right. There he is, Nick Costos. You better you bet he does it every day. You can download the show in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and his call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today, the BetMGM app. So Elliot joins us every Friday at 3, but I think the thing that we need to dig in with Elliot at first is A, why he didn't have the Jalen ankle story first, and B, how he judges Howard being out of line with the midday show and how that helps his Elliot's Eagles Insider of the Year case. So we didn't play that Howard audio. We'll do it with Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends from the Doodat Dental Group. It's a whole party here today. There is food. There is drinks. There is Reed Blankenship. There's someone honking their horn.
Yeah,
out front.
It's a party.
Yes, it is a party.
Spice cleaning your teeth.
This is the yes. They said I could do it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.